Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our Monday show. We have a show on Monday. Tonight's guest will be Ron Eckhart. And we always have fun with Ron. And, I hope everyone had a nice weekend, and all I can say is officially the Seahawks are in the playoffs, so I'm happy. So let me put David on. Hey, David.
Hello, Gary. Hello, Wayne.
Good. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Well rested. Ready for the show tonight. All right.
And we will be back on Wednesday, and then we will be back on Friday. So, do you think people are gonna get sick of us?
Probably not. Hope not.
Well, I hope not. People, if you want to go see a good movie, go see Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I highly recommend it. It was one of my favorite I've seen, and it's so good. It's Tom Hanks blew me away.
Yeah. I'm still playing down here for that.
Oh, okay. Ron's here, so I will put you on hold.
Yeah.
Okay. So, everyone, the wonderful, and I can say sexy because it's my show, the wonderful Ron Eckhart is here, so we are going to put him on, people.
Hi.
Hey, Ron.
How are you?
Yes, you are sexy. I don't care if you don't think you are, because you totally are. it's my show, so I can get away with saying that. And I am so glad. I'm so glad David finally got you on, because I've been like bugging him for the past month to get you on. Like, I'm like, come on, I need my mind on. And he goes, okay. And he goes, but your mom is busy. And I go, I don't care. I want my mom on. And so, he got the job done, because you have been making me laugh on Facebook. Are just so on point lately, what you've been saying. And I just want to mention I'm on your side totally what you've been saying. And my question is, do you think we are finally going to get, do you think the American people are going to get a really good Christmas present and get him impeached?
Well, it looks like he's going to be impeached. There's not a whole lot of doubt about that. It's the interesting thing looks, you know, now as it moves to the Senate, how things are lining up there, and we'll see what happens. It just makes me really think. I talked to my family and who are Trump supporters, and it's interesting in that area where we grew up, or where I grew up, back before cable and all of that, we didn't get much reception out there. So we got three television stations, and two of them you could get like every fifth syllable and some of the picture. And the only thing that really ever came in clearly was Fox. And so it's just become ingrained in that community to just watch Fox because that's what we've been watching for decades. And unfortunately, when Reagan changed the rules about, you know, what was legal and not legal, you know, when you could then present twists on the truth, not necessarily the truth, but you could call it opinion. You didn't have to broadcast the truth any longer. You could broadcast your opinion. You could broadcast this propaganda and just call it your opinion. And the missing link there was they presented as news. They forgot to tell people like my brother that it's an opinion show, not a news show. And they presented as news, and those, you know, people up there, they really, you know, they want to be informed. They make concerted efforts to get the news, and what they get is Fox News. And
exactly.
So, that's where we run into some trouble. So I think we have to go back to a time when it was illegal to broadcast lies or falsehoods. I think we all want the truth. I think that's kind of a no-brainer. We should go back to everybody has to broadcast the truth.
It's not funny, but it's sort of funny because my mom made up this whole rule about no politics at dinner at Thanksgiving. Okay, that kind of went out the window. My brother and I really got into it. My little brother, who's a Trump supporter. And greatly, I hate the man. And there was a pie almost thrown by me and my brother. And he was blaming the media and all this. I'm like, hey, Bo, I'm in the media. And you know what? We are not lying here. The facts speak for themselves, and, you know, my poor, my poor 92-year-old grandmother sort of hit me on the arm to make me stop. She goes, okay, you're going to upset everyone. And I go, okay, Grandma, the world is already upset by him. Then we had to stop talking politics. So luckily my little brother won't be at Christmas. I really think I wanted to ask you how your Thanksgiving was and if politics got talked at the Thanksgiving table, because I mean all did and it got really heated. So yeah. It really got heated. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Well, I didn't really, yeah, my Thanksgiving was completely peaceful. I didn't go anywhere. I stayed home, and there was a death in the family just before that, and I was just not in the mood to be social with anyone, so I stayed home. But how we normally deal with it is just someone, you know, and it's so obvious. My brother does it all the time when he tries to get me started on something, and then he's so transparent trying to change the subject, he'll start talking about something else. And I know he's doing it, and I fall for it anyway, but it works. But there's, you know, we really have to have serious conversations. One good thing that happened, I have producer friends at CNN, and I know how hard they work, and I know what kind of people they are, and I know how honest they are, and how desperately they work to get the facts and present the truth. And my brother, actually a friend of mine, she and I went one holiday season. We went up to my brother's house. She'd never been to Oregon, and she wanted to see where I grew up.
I love Oregon, by the way.
Yeah, so we went.
I grew up in Oregon, so that's why. Yeah.
Yeah, so I grew up there, up on the mountain, Mount Hood. And
I forgot about that.
Yes.
You and I both.
Yeah,
I mean, so I can see, I mean, yeah, so tell me the story about your brother, because it's getting interesting.
Yeah, well, he met my friend and just adores her, and he always asks about her, and so every time this, you know, fake media story, you know, comes up, where he's, oh, the fake news, I'm like, I have to keep reminding him. It's like, you met my friend. She's the producer. Does she strike you as the kind of person that goes around spreading lies? You know who she is. You know what kind of person she is. She works very hard to get it right. And that's, I have to remind him. And he's like, you're right. It's not, you know, at least the stuff she does. So now he says it's just her stuff that's not fake, but everybody else. You know, and that just makes me think that we need to get people who think the news is fake more involved. And, you know, like, if you think you can report it better, do it. Let's, by industry standards, if you can do a better job of reporting this story and bringing forth the truth and the facts, I think, you know, if you're going to complain about fake news, you should probably become a journalist and then do it right.
Well, exactly, and in this, you know, is this crazy, you know, is this totally crazy what's going on? And, you know, every time you post, I'm just so proud of you. I'm like, yes, he's on the right side. And, right now, it's just, I mean, even though the impeachment will probably take off the soaps, because the trial did, or the hearing did, and I just don't want it to be like the OJ trial where, you know, we lose our soaps, but I just want him gone. So there's like there's a good side of Comey and there's a bad side of Comey right now that is saying, okay, but just give this to me for Christmas, and everything will be okay, and then I'm like, but then we are going to miss our soaps, and every woman in America is not going to be happy. So, you know, I mean, I just you know, finding it crazy that, you know, this is happening during the holidays, and then, oh, we might have a government shutdown on top of everything else. And I'm like, okay, this is not a great time to shut down the government, you guys, when we have all this going on, and yeah. But I'm supposed to ask you, have you been in any movies or TV shows I don't know about lately?
Oh, I did a short film this summer with some friends. We had a blast. I got to play a news anchor. And I just had a great audition just 2 days ago. Let's see, hold it. A couple days ago over at Warner Brothers for SEAL Team. There's a show called SEAL Team.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, and that went really well, but haven't heard anything, so maybe not well enough to get the job, but it was fun to, you know, be called in and just get in the room and do my thing. And, and on the production side, I'm working, there's, I probably can't say too much yet, but there's quite an interesting development with a miniseries coming up with names everybody knows. I'm on the production side of that, and who knows, being one of the producers, I could probably talk to someone about getting a part, but we'll see.
When it does come out, the production side of it, you gotta come back on, because of course I'm always wanting to know the production side of the movie too.
And you know what? Do you ever watch Reels? Those documentaries.
Yes,
of
course. Yeah.
Okay. And it's because I used to work with Alan Carr, and so they. He was also my manager, and I worked on the 20th anniversary, the re-release of Grease, and so they Reels did a whole documentary on Grease and where they are now and the 20th anniversary, and it brought back so many memories, and it's just kind of fun to watch that stuff. They're doing like a decades kind of, my friend Peter was just, they just did a interview with him on television from the 90s, and he was one of the creators of The Nanny, and so I'm starting to become a real fan of Reels, the stuff they do over there. But the production side is it's a whole different feeling, and I think every actor should get the opportunity to sit on the other side of the table, because it really helps when you go to an audition and you have a different point of view, like what they're thinking and what they're looking for from the other side. It helps a lot.
Well, I've always loved the production side of things, because I've always wanted to know how they work and everything. That's how my brain is. And if you really want to see a movie and they sort of casted you in this movie, I was sitting in the theater thinking this the whole time about you. And I saw Mr. Bob's Neighborhood with Tom Hanks, and I'm sitting in the theater, and I'm thinking, Wait, they could have casted Ron as the second guy in this movie. And yeah, I'm thinking this. And I said it kind of out loud in the movie theater, so I'm sorry, people, it just came out. So, if you want to go see a really good movie, that is one of the best movies I've seen this year so far. I mean, I want to go see Bombshell. But I want to see you in movies. I want to see you in, like, a, you know, movie with, you know, well, anyone. I would not, you know, I would not be picky who you are in a movie with. But I really think if they put you in a movie with Katie Holmes and you, and there's a little love story, you guys will have an attraction. And I think it would be a really cute movie, and I really think, you know, Hollywood needs a call up on you more than they are, because
well,
you need to be more in movies. And you know what? Daytime really needs you. Well, I need you in daytime, because if you're in daytime, then I could see you 5 days a week. So, what would you rather, movie or daytime?
It depends on either. They're both great. I would love to be working on either one. The daytime thing is a great gig, because it's just like, you know where your next check's coming from. And that's kind of the problem with film. You get a job, you do the job, and then next thing you know, you're looking for a job again. And
But now if they don't, I mean, in daytime, if they don't kill you, see, if they keep you, you have like a nice long stint.
Well, that's
but
what
if
saying,
they
yeah,
kill you, by the way, then it's good.
Yeah, that's the upside. You get a role, someone who doesn't get killed or isn't just like a day player, or you know, that's golden. You know, you want to get a series or a soap. That's awesome. Although I've had friends, do you remember Haley Barr? I think she was on General Hospital. She was like,
yes.
I used to go to the grocery store, and she was on every magazine cover, and she's also from Portland, and we were part of the Portland Civic Theater crowd there, and actually Haley and I did West Side Story. We were dance partners at Dance at the Gym. Oh boy.
Oh, that is so cute.
Yeah, so we, anyway, she moved to New York and was on that soap and became so famous. And she decided to leave. She just thought it was too limiting and that she could do so much more. And unfortunately, she'd already kind of became so famous as a soap star that's the only way anyone could imagine her is in that role that, you know, she was so famous for. And so that just kind of, it was a real downturn in her career after that. So it's hard to say, you know, once you get one of those, you can get locked in and that's it. That's all you'll ever do. So that's the cautionary tale, is you know, be careful not to get locked in and not be typecast and not be able to spread out.
No, you never want to be typecasted. My friend Zay Eddie Peck, who was young and restless, and all my children always told me you don't want to be typecasted. But
yeah,
I don't think we'll have that problem. and you have thousands of women and girls following you on, you will have this whole new scary word of fangirl, this, yeah, because I'm a fangirl with you, but that's totally different. But you will have like a thousand, a million if you were on a soap. But even if you're a movie star too, I believe you still have that. And but if I don't bring the boys on, they are going to kill me. And which I really don't want to bring the boys on because you're like one of my favorite to talk to. But if I don't, there might be some killing involved around the holidays. And so then, well, you know, our Daytime After Dark family might be fractured in half because of me. But, okay, I will bring on David because it's the holidays and I will be nice and I will see you. So I'm bringing on David.
Okay.
Hey, David.
Hey, Cardi. Hi, Ryan. How you doing?
Good. How are you, David?
I'm doing great. It's always there, yeah, so glad to have you back.
What's that?
I'm glad to have you back on the show. You're always welcome back on the show.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Fun to do.
Yeah, I was reaching about your collab.
You, what's that?
I was reaching watching CSI, the two period one. Can you give us any secrets behind CSI? Like, we're on that.
Yes, with Sean Combs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great job. Yeah, that was a dream job actually. That was one of the highlights. All day that scene at the courthouse.
Yeah.
With Sean Combs, we spent like, I don't know, 8-10 hours. I spent like at least 10 hours face to face with Sean Combs while we shot that.
So,
I'm a fan of his. So that was a great day.
Yeah. We talked about Annie Dixon. What can you tell us about her?
I gotta go check on Angie. I haven't talked to her in a while. Time is just flying by. I can't believe. I guess it's a stereotype to say, how fast time flies. But you know, the older you get, it's true, folks. I haven't talked to her in a while, and I would. I should get over there and make my presence known. But she's one of my favorite people, genuine, beautiful person to the core, from the outside in, and just such a wonderful lady.
I agree. I think she's still be the one.
Yeah.
Are you in touch with Tom?
Tom Beards?
Are you still in touch with him?
Every once in a while. Yeah, I haven't seen. Well, he moved out into the National Forest and found peace and art. But he was on the show, right? You guys had him on the show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
How was he?
He was nice.
Carly's
still
in love with him. So, you know, you might have competition, but you really don't, so don't worry about it. And he was a great interview, wasn't he, David?
Sure was. So nice.
Yeah, we
really liked him, and we want him back. Well, we want everyone back, it seems like, lately. David, do you have any more questions? Because I'm sure Bobby has some.
What do you like to do for fun when you're not working? What do you like to do for fun not working?
Oh, when I'm not working, I've been showing horses jumpers.
Oh,
show jumper. Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, it's been a real, it's the most exhilarating thing in the world to get a 2,000-pound horse airborne. I've been riding since I was about 2 years old, but I have a friend, a trainer here, Sherry Moser, and she watched me ride at a birthday party. At my birthday party, my friends rented the equestrian center and brought in horses, and so I rode, and this trainer saw me ride, and then she said, "You would be perfect for my personal horse." And so she didn't have time to ride her own show horse, so I rode her, this incredible jumper imported from Ireland is where that horse was imported from, and we just clicked, and we last show we went to, we won everything, first place every class. So yeah, that's, and like I say, that there's nothing like it. It's such an exhilarating feeling. And it doesn't hurt to win. You know, that's kind of fun too. So.
Yeah, I hear. I hear. That's awesome. Really awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on again. And y'all welcome back. You're my favorite too.
Yeah, happy holidays.
You too.
Okay, David, I will bring on Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Carly. Hey, Ron. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Bobby?
I'm just doing great. I hope you have a great holiday and everything else that's been a part of Thanksgiving going. I hope you're enjoying Hanukkah or Christmas or New Year's and all that stuff.
Yeah, all of them. It's Hollywood. We do all of them.
Yeah. But, but as far as
and same to you. I hope you're all your holiday wishes are coming true.
I have just one question on that topic. What's your favorite holiday tradition or anything that you know you did growing up that you still do now around this time of year?
Oh boy. Well, the thing that comes to mind right away, now growing up on a mountain in Oregon, Mount Hood, it was really cold. And one of my favorite things to do would be to lay in front of the fireplace with my dog and take in the warmth of the fireplace and just the glow of the Christmas tree and the cuddles from my pup. So
yeah,
that's one of my, at this moment, that's one of my favorite Christmas memories, or seasonal, actually. Need a fire clear into March up there. But
yeah.
And then, of course, the cookies. My mom would make all her cookies and all her treats, and so all that kind of that comfort stuff, the comfort food, How about you?
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, just been different because back when we had video stores, back when Blockbusters was a thing before Netflix took over it, and Amazon took over it, and all those other video stores, I would always rent out a video game or a movie to watch. And, of course, I'm always watching A Christmas Story on TBS all night long during Christmas Eve. And I guess it's safe to say right now, unless unless I start seeing the situation with the Hallmark Channel. I'm going to stick with their Christmas movies and stuff. I know they've been under pressure lately, but I don't care what they say, and I'm just sticking with the Hallmark Channel because I just watch it for the shows and not because of the trouble that they're getting into.
Well, actually, you're safe. They came out with a statement today that says they're an inclusive company, and and basically that they don't want any controversy, and so they're reaching out to that company that they pulled those ads from, Zola, I think it is, and they're trying to reestablish a connection with them and put their ads back on the air. So you're safe on that side of it, unless you're on the other side of the controversy where you didn't want the ads on.
Right. I heard both sides of it, and I'll get more into that with Carly after the interview, but I heard both sides of it from the left and the right, and you went on YouTube and saw the clip and saw what was all the fuss about, because people get mad over anything these days. Because it's too dark
politically
correct.
Well, and that's interesting because you say these people that complain about complaining about having to be too politically correct, try saying F Trump to them, and which I did. And there was all kinds of backlash. And I said, hey, I'm just trying to play along. I know everybody's tired of being politically correct. And I think that's probably the most politically incorrect thing I could say. So I said
it. Right. Because I've seen same-sex couples on General Hospital, Days Are Alive, and Young and Restless for years. And it doesn't hurt me if two guys kiss or women kiss, because I've seen this on All My Children and Young and Restless for years. Am I correct, Carly?
No, I agree. I agree with everything Ron is saying. So, Bobby, any other questions?
And that's it. And I'll just talk more about what I just said just a few minutes ago, a little bit. But I'm sorry if I have to bring that up, but. I usually try around this time of year to watch Hallmark Channel movies or A Christmas Story on loop for 24 hours on TBS on Christmas Eve.
And you can. You can watch that movie over and over and over, and it's totally entertaining every single time.
Yes. 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 I mean, there is, other than Chevy Chase's little rant for Christmas Vacation, I can watch that film over and over again too, if I can just avoid having to get the PG version of Chevy Chase's little rant that he makes because he got it extended to a jelly club instead of a pool.
Yeah. Yes. All good choices.
Yeah, but I'll let you go, and you have a great holiday and thanks for coming.
Well, thank you for having me, and hopefully we'll talk again.
That's right. Okay, hopefully we'll talk soon. Have a good one.
Very good. Thanks, Bobby.
All right.
Thanks, Bob. I'm going to put you on hold, bud. Ron, are you going back to Oregon during the holidays, though?
No, I'm staying local and gonna stay in Hollywood.
Yeah, but Ron, there's nothing like Christmas in the Northwest. Come on, you remember how it is. I mean, there are Christmas trees and there are, you know, pine cones, and hopefully we might get snow. And
oh, there'll be snow.
I love the snow, and growing up in Oregon, you know, I grew up in Beaverton, Aurora, you know, you were like 40 minutes away from me, 35 on a good day. So, yeah. And then we moved to Seattle. So, pretty much, I don't know. Last year I was in Boise for Christmas with my brother, and it snowed on Christmas. And I don't know. I just want a nice Christmas, you know, snow coming down, and then breaking news that Trump's out of office. I mean, I think that would be like the perfect little, you know, Christmas thing, Christmas gift to America. But did you open your Christmas presents Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas morning.
Yes.
So you have to give them a chance to deliver them.
Well, I know, but in our family, we could open one present, you know, Christmas Eve. And that one present always was closed, which I didn't think was fair, but, you know, but Christmas morning for us too. But now that I have a niece and a nephew, it's the afternoon, everyone gets together. The afternoon, and it takes forever to open our Christmas presents. We have to take a break, and then we get open more because there's so much. So, yeah, but David and Bobby said, if you don't come back on, I'm dead. So, to save my life, Juan, you know, you really have to come back on because either I'm going to be killed or the boys are going to be mad at me. And anyway, well, I don't want them mad at me, so you have to come back on.
Well, my pleasure. I would be...
Okay, and have a Merry Christmas, and I'm sorry you're staying in LA for Christmas because you won't see the snow, but maybe next year you can finally, you know, go Oregon in the mountains and just have a nice mountain Christmas. That's what I think you should do. But yes, so have a great night and then come back whenever you want. You can come back every week if I have my way.
Well, when
so, and just whenever you need us to promote things, just let David know, and we will be promoting it.
Well, that's great. Thanks.
Okay, have a great night.
You too.
Have a great night.
Thanks so much for you too.
Oh, no problem. Bye.
Bye.
That was a great interview.
Well, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry. Whenever these guys come back on, okay, fine. I flew, and I don't look at the time, fine.
That's
I never look at the time. I'm not bad, maybe. I have a couple of announcements. My first announcement is we got to send our condolences out to Judy Evans, who lost his son over the weekend. My heart is just breaking for. You know, I feel so bad for her.
Me too.
And it's really, you know, sad. And then our second announcement is Colleen Tebow died this weekend. Mike Tebow stopped working.
Oh, no.
And you guys, I had over 300 on General Hospital episodes on it.
Oh no.
I just am, but you know, I ordered one, and it should be here by Friday, so I'm stuck watching my subs live on YouTube right now, and you know, but I just, you know, I know there could be worse things that could be happening, but you know.
Yeah, during the episode, they're that gone.
Yeah.
You know, I hate it. I hate watching things live. I hate it. I really do. Right?
And here's the worst possible thing.
Send my TV. It's hooked up in my bedroom. I have to put everything out in my living room because without the TV, the cable doesn't come on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have been not happy this weekend.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I mean, and to make matters worse, there's talks that the impeachment announcement as far as what they're going to do with that guy is going to happen Wednesday during the day. And I might have texted you to ask you, did they break in or what's going to happen for his programming on the ABC side. I think I can understand with CBS they can go a day, but what about ABC and Days as far as General Hospital and Days are concerned? Because I haven't heard anything about it being moved to Cozy or not being shown at all as far as Days, and I haven't gotten any information from Nathan about it. I know that in Louisiana, because of the tornadoes that they had down there today, it's been one situation where some of the viewers in Western Louisiana lost General Hospital because of the weather coverage, because of the tornadoes. And I'm just waiting to find out what's going on with that, as far as what Nathan says, let alone what's going to happen if this guy is impeached. But I hate to just end up seeing perhaps for the remaining 10 months for the first 10 months of 2020, President Pence. But I don't like the name President Pence that much. That doesn't sound right because he's socialist.
You know, I'm the first year in so long for me, it just doesn't feel like Christmas. I mean, I know Christmas is next week, but I just think that this is the first Christmas I'm not receiving a Merry Christmas from Kristoff, and it feels like something is wrong, and it feels, you know, like, it just feels like there's a hole missing. There's like, you know, there's just a hole missing with that, and you know, but, you know, we will be on the air, Wednesday night with Jeremy Lynch, and then who will we have on Friday, David?
Donnell Allen from Generations. Donnell Allen. She went to me shows. Donnell Allen. She's been in so many things.
Carly, as far as Friday goes, I have a little bit of a birthday dinner that I'm going to be taking my girlfriend to, so unfortunately I won't be unable to join you all on Friday.
Wait. So your girlfriend, birthday is around Christmas, so basically you're screwed because you have to get a great birthday present and a Christmas present?
That's why I was getting into a dilemma earlier, but I'll probably work out something where I can just get a little Christmas shopping done on Saturday for her. But I'm probably going to get a lot of stuff for family and a birthday gift on Thursday and try to come up with enough money for Bobby, you said you
were going to Red Lobster, right?
Yes.
Okay, there's these appetizers that call like the Crab Lagoon or something.
Yeah, I think I had them before in a Chinese restaurant. They're good.
Okay. So if you want to, you know, live, you might have to have some for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love them so much. And they are just so fluffy and nice. And
yeah.
I am jealous that
like
you're going
biscuits.
There.
I like the cheese biscuits. The cheddar bay biscuits.
You know, I'm really, really, really jealous that you're going there. Because I love it. I love it there.
Lobster.
Oh, it's the crab
lobster. I'll probably do Olive Garden instead.
Okay,
so
it's the crab stuffed shrimp ragoon. Oh, you could get the seafood stuffed mushroom.
Oh. Well, that actually could be my meal because I don't think, because I'm looking at a total of maybe $80-$90 for I'm spending the whole weekend on Christmas presents and birthday presents and dinner alone.
Oh, well, but remember, they give you a free dessert for your birthday, so remember that and...
Right. Well, I'm going to tell
remember my advice. You know, diamonds are a good best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are going to end it tonight. But, Bobby, you got to tell us how it goes. And remember, Friday is the last show before the break. And then...
Until
the third of January.
I think they're still keeping the Bears game for Sunday night, despite the fact the Bears are no longer in the playoffs. But as far as the Seahawks game, I'm not too sure if that's going to be aired on Fox this week as far as the doubleheader or whatever, because I don't know who got the doubleheader of Fox or CBS because I think around here we got the Cowboys and Eagles, even if the Seahawks is on Fox, and we also got the Panthers game.
We have, who are we playing? Bobby, I would usually apologize about us kicking your ass yesterday, but I won't.
Well, that's okay. We're horrible this year, but at least you got help from Atlanta, which I could care less about right now because they are not doing good either.
Oh, shit. We are playing the Cardinals at 125, and then the following week, we are playing the Niners. Oh, God.
Yeah, and that game could get moved to Sunday night because thanks to the Falcons, they not only helped you guys, but thanks to the Cowboys, they helped you guys even more because we're going to get the Cowboys-Eagles here on the East Coast because that's the same time as your game with the Cardinals. And I don't think that was going to go to Sunday night anyways the way the Cardinals played this year. Now, it might be a different story for next Sunday because that's a potential Sunday night game right there with the Niners, and so is the possibility of the Bears-Vikings game as far as the Vikings playoff hope for the turn, and I think that's about it.
Saturday
games, and the Cardinals Seahawks game wasn't one of them.
I'm just happy that we are in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm happy for you too, but I feel bad for Meg.
And the 49ers lost.
Yeah, I'm also kind of happy that the Steelers aren't in the playoffs. I mean, the Steelers lost to Buffalo, and Buffalo's in the playoffs because you know. I'm just tired of seeing Pittsburgh in the playoffs at the same time as New England.
Well, yeah. And so we should just go and, you know, because you don't want my voice to not be good for one day or Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last week we are doing three-week interviews, right, David?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And hopefully Wednesday there'll be some good news on the political front that I can report to you. Maybe not so good news if you're trying to watch a soap, but that's different, and that's up to the news stations and the networks.
Well, and this, remember, you know, this, you know, relax, and we will be back on Wednesday night at 5, and then we can just, you know, have a great Wednesday, and we will miss you on Friday, Bobby.
All right, well, that's okay. I'll just say my Christmas and have a New Year then.
But we understand your girlfriend comes before us. We understand.
Yeah. I don't want to break up with our girlfriend because of this. Now, it would have been different if I was watching General Hospital and had eyes for Kelly Monaco or Wright, even though I know a little bit about Kelly's past and before, and I know and Laura is very attractive, but I don't want to just have anything come over a vision of seeing me end up getting kicked in the face by Wes Ramsey or anything like that.
Okay, well, we better go, but we will be back on Wednesday, you guys.
You have a good one, and have a good night, guys.
Okay, bye,
hey, Bobby,
guys.
Good night, Bobby.
Good night, guys.
Bye.
Short, but the list is long. All the memories and promises that we shared. It's you and I for no. It doesn't always go the way you planned. That's how it goes. I know the valley's always darkest in shadows. But I know you're gonna be there up ahead. You're my light when I'm lost. You're my warmth in the dark. See you after the sunlight's gone. You always bring me back home when I'm lost on the.
On Wednesday, and also just want to congratulate the Seahawks on the playoff move. Thank you, everyone. We will be back Wednesday at 5 p.m. Good night. Over and out. Bye-bye.